As American businesses ushered in a new century of industry and progress, millions of immigrants poured into the country, crossing the borders from Canada and Mexico, arriving in great ocean liners from far across the sea. They risked everything to come in search of the plentiful jobs advertised by American companies, jobs with good wages and a chance to get ahead. American wealth and power were growing, and throughout the world, many believed arriving on the shores of this great nation guaranteed a good life.
I thought it was some kind of great paradise, a heaven, a place where nobody did any work. The streets were made of gold. You didn't have to work. You just dug the money up from the streets and you lived. Everybody was rich in America. Even the maids had maids.
They were told that America needed them and that hard work would make their dreams come true. But for many, the reality they found in this land of dreams bore little resemblance to the visions of streets paved with gold they'd come to expect. As one recent arrival grumbled, not only aren't the streets paved with gold, they aren't paved at all, and I'm expected to pave them. Most immigrants who made it through the maze of inspection and interrogation at Ellis Island were on their way to backbreaking jobs that paid subsistence wages. Across America, there were railroads to be built, livestock to be slaughtered, steel to be shaped. All jobs for the unskilled newcomers. They built the roads, they built the skyscrapers, they built America. Their hard work helped make the United States a rich and powerful nation. And yet, in many ways, they were an unwelcome addition to their new communities. Many Americans eyed the foreigners suspiciously as a source of disease, discord, and danger to the generations of immigrants who had already made their homes here. There was a saying among the immigrants, translated into almost every language, America beckons, but Americans repel. Some of the companies that had recruited the foreigners as cheap labor tried to Americanize them. In the 1920s, Henry Ford made his workers' wives take home economics courses so that they could learn to cook American meals for their families. Despite the sobering realities of life in America, few regretted their choice. Through it all, they looked toward the future, knowing that their children and grandchildren would be Americans.